USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wind and solar energy production is setting records in the United States. A new report from Bloomberg New Energy Finance shows the renewable energy resources accounted for 13% of the country's power last year. That's the highest ever and is a 4% increase from 2020. Russia military operations are ongoing in Ukraine, with those forces specifically targeting major Ukrainian cities. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says gaining control of those cities is a vital part of Russia's plan.
What we see, Neil, here is an attempt on multiple lines of access by the Russians to seize major population centers. Obviously, Kyiv, the capital city, being the main one that they're after, but they're going after these population centers so that they can again assume more control.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
A Republican senator is calling out President Biden. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt explains.
President Joe Biden continues to tell Americans and Russian President Vladimir Putin that his administration was fully ready for war all along. But Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, told Newsmax there's a lot more than just the Russian threat.
We should be focusing on Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. I call them the new axis of evil. We know that Russia and China and Iran were quite emboldened by what they saw take place in Afghanistan. The American people want answers.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announcing that his wife is cancer-free. In a video posted on Twitter, the governor saying the update comes after his wife went through both treatment and surgery for the cancer. The Major League Baseball strike continues with no end in sight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
An automaker is making a big announcement.
Ford CEO Jim Farley is shifting company operations, creating three separate automotive business units that include its existing commercial division.
We can't compete with the very best of the ICE or the BEV world by working on battery electrics from 9 and 10 in the morning. We have to be focused. This announcement is all about focus and capability.
Ford Blue will focus on the traditional internal combustion engine. Ford Model E will develop the battery electric vehicles and connectivity. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Actress Bethany Frankel is helping Ukrainian refugees through the Be Strong initiative, which focuses on getting Ukrainians out and getting aid in. She joins Fox News to talk about it.
We now are very organized in having travel partners to book them tickets by plane, by train, and handle transportation for them to get these refugees to where they need to go. We are working on a very substantial lodging partnership, which will be a way that we can get these people someplace to stay around Poland or in other countries.
The View host, Joy Behar, is laughing off a fall on the set of the talk show. Behar fell on camera while she was trying to sit in her chair. She was met with cheers from the audience as she got up and joked, "Who do I sue?" For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.